Our next item is subdivision 2006-16, Dolores M. Desmond.
Once again, Mr. Chairman, or I guess this time it's in.
This one is in your area.
This is in my area. I do have something to say once I find it.
No, I'm sorry. I thought so too. Mike went out and looked at it, realized it was it.
Beg your pardon, sir, while I find my motion.
All right, we'll give you a second.
Couldn't have gone too far.
Gotta watch those paper clips. Sometimes they pick up something that they're not supposed to.
They do that.
Putting a little tape on it.
Or put in a binder.
Yeah, I could use, if I had an extra binder.
Where's your little post-it note?
It's not on that.
Little stickies.
Defer to give time for Mr. Johnson.
Johnson.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, sir.
Okay, you have the floor, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-16 for Dolores M. Desmond based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the conditions placed upon it, the subdivision meets the purpose and requirements of the subdivision code and protects orderly growth of the county. And the items listed in 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. Two, the density is less than the maximum density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. The application is for a standard subdivision and all lots shall be a minimum of 3/4 acres in size. Three, the subdivision is integrated into the existing terrain and surroundings. Four, the subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Five, the subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. Six, DENREC has provided a septic feasibility statement for individual on-site septic systems. Seven, a homeowners association will be created to maintain streets, open space, and stormwater management areas and street lighting. Eight, a variance from the maximum allowed cul-de-sac of 1,000 feet should be granted as the applicant is seeking an additional 40 feet to provide for minimum lot frontage and to provide a turnaround. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 7 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall prepare and record restrictive covenants governing the development and cause to be formed a homeowners association to be responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. A 30-foot forested buffer shall be provided on the north, west, and south borders of the subdivision. The forested buffer is not to be contained with any lot lines or stormwater management areas and shall be shown on the final site plan. The existing dwelling shown on the preliminary site plan shall have its entrance redirected to the proposed development road instead of its current entrance on County Road 258. All entrances shall comply with all DLDOT's requirements. A system of street lighting shall be provided by the applicant and the location of the street lights shall be shown on the final site plan. The restrictive covenants shall include the agriculture use protection notice. And street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. And the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-16 to Dolores M. Desmond for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.